You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando, and a hearty happy new year to you from all of us on the 50,000-watt front porch. Welcome to our first live show of the new year, and here at 6, our first look now at Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540 and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, the governor asking for COVID help from the feds. More in 1 minute.
And a mask-up order from Orange County Public Schools. What do you think about that? And tell us the things you are sure will come true in 22. It's all ahead on Good Morning Orlando.
6:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Governor Ron DeSantis says the state will open more monoclonal antibody treatment sites if they get help from the federal government.
The federal government has cornered the entire market. They basically took control of the supply in September. We had done a deal with GlaxoSmithKline on the citrovimab, which a lot of people think is the most effective against Omicron, and that is no longer a possibility because the feds have an exclusive arrangement.
The governor's announcement comes as the CDC reports the number of those hospitalized in Florida with COVID last week was up 110% compared to the week before. Almost 5,800 people were hospitalized as of Sunday.
Yeah, lots of COVID talk threaded through the show this morning, including a house call on it all from Dr. Kronhaus at 8 o'clock, Alan.
But it's back to school in Orange County today. This parent telling Fox 35 she's confident about sending her daughter back to class after getting her vaccinated.
I'm feeling fantastic about it. I am not letting fear get the best of me now. I know that she is protected, and I know that if she gets sick, I will just let her rest at home. And then just bring her back to school whenever she's ready.
A new mask policy takes effect today in Orange County schools. Superintendent Barbara Jenkins announcing that all adults, including employees, visitors, and vendors, must wear a mask in OCPS buildings and vehicles. That policy is in effect the rest of this month.
We're going to talk about it in a moment because it was a last-minute blindside hit, I'm sure, for a lot of folks in the school system.
This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. A member of the International Olympic Committee says it's possible the Beijing Winter Olympics could be scrapped because of COVID-19.
However, in a conversation with USA Today, IOC's Dick Pound said while that's a possibility, at the moment, it's not heading in that direction. Pound noted that he can't remember living through a situation like this one, and it does raise concern. His comments come after the Canadian Olympic Committee CEO told a Canadian outlet that they're worried but confident the event would go on. The Beijing Olympics are set to begin February 4th. I'm Brian Shook.
Communist China is having all kinds of problems with the virus right now.
The nation's capital is trying to recover after a winter storm shut down most of D.C. The mayor declared an emergency as heavy snowfall closed offices and schools. The weather left thousands without power in Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia, Maryland, and North Carolina.
And I heard there were even snowflakes in the air in the Florida panhandle overnight. You believe that? Wow.
I believe it. And we have the story coming up a little later on this morning as part of Elsewhere.
I should have figured you'd have that.
So what exactly led a Tampa Bay Bucks wide receiver to strip off his jersey and run off the field during Sunday's game? Matt Napolitano has the latest.
Questions remain over why Antonio Brown stormed off the field Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians told Fox Sports that the receiver refused to go in on two plays, so he told him to leave the sidelines during the third quarter of the Bucs' win over the New York Jets. Now those close to Brown say he refused to go in because of an ankle injury. Arians was asked about knowledge of any pain brought on by an injury that AB had been nursing last week.
I don't know that he was.
Brown's exiting shirtless and storming off, raising concerns over his mental health for some, leaving Arians with these well wishes for his former receiver on Monday.
I wish him well. I hope if he needs help, get some. And it's very hard because I do care about him.
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Alan, the last word I have on this is that Brown is still technically a member of the Tampa Bay Bucs. More on that coming up.
Yeah, and the coach said that's up to the GM,
right,
to determine how that's carried out.
Mm-hmm.
WFLA News time is 6:06. 21 people are rescued after being stranded for more than 12 hours on a tramway in Albuquerque. I can't imagine being stranded anywhere in Albuquerque for more than 12 hours. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLA Orlando. The first hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
News Radio WFLA Orlando is available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. News Radio WFLA Orlando, an iHeartRadio station.
Happy New Year, everybody. The 50,000-watt front porch is open for business, fully populated. The Budman, Alan, Melissa, and Josh, and we are so glad to be with you. It was great being off. We have the big family Christmas we have every other year when our Tennessee contingent of the family, our daughter and company, come on down here, and it was just great. And I know you had a lot of family time as well, Alan.
Oh, I did. And a real highlight for me of the holiday season came just yesterday when I got a video, which I have shared with you and with Melissa.
Yep.
My twins, I've told you about them, who live up in Northern Virginia, just outside of D.C., where they had the big snowstorm that I just mentioned in the newscast.
Yeah, they're like two, right?
They are, Burke and Meyer. And yeah. I showed you a video of Meyer basically discovering snow for the first time. Because when it snowed last year, they were only 1 year old.
Yeah.
They're two now, and they can see what's going on. And
yeah,
he's wandering through the snow and going like, wow, wow, snow.
Yeah, your grandkids are cute in the snow video, beyond reproach and cuteness.
Oh. Yep.
Absolutely. Terminally cute. Really great, great stuff. We'll get some highlights from Melissa and from Josh on their holiday season as well. And we hope you had a wonderful, safe, and blessed holiday season. We are so glad you're with us. We need to talk about a couple of things here in a moment. The Orange County school system mask up order for all teachers and other adults first up. But also be thinking about things you think you're sure will come true in 22. Politics, whatever it happens to be, sports, and let us know. Give us a call at 407-916-5400. Text line is 23680. First name in town if you want to hear it on the radio. That's up to you. We have our thoughts on things we're pretty sure are going to come true in 22. We'll share them here in a moment, and we'll see what you think. So let's get rolling, Alan.
Right after a check of traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes.
Good idea.
6:09, right, Alan?
Yes.
On News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
Headlines now. President Biden meeting with his COVID response team today on a new plan to fight the Omicron variant. The nation topped more than 1 million cases yesterday, setting a new record, but the count also includes a backlog of cases from the New Year's weekend. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in our top stories all morning here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeartRadio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Be very interesting to see what Biden and his team come up with to deal with the pandemic, because clearly they're completely clueless. It's unbelievable. When you look back here, it was Joe Biden who said, when you elect me president, I'm going to shut down this virus and end this pandemic. Trump doesn't deserve to be president anymore. So many people have died on his watch. Well, many, many more have died under Biden's presidency here. He has conceded there's no federal solution to the pandemic. His administration is littered with failure. A failure on testing. It's like they never saw the idea that there would be another variant coming that we now know is Omicron. Don't have the supplies. Probably didn't order enough monoclonal antibodies. They're not releasing them. DeSantis is demanding them. Get them on down here so we can open some centers. You've got control of the supply. Where the heck is this stuff? And what about the therapeutics? Try getting those new COVID pills, that those antivirals that are so promising out there. You can't. You talk about a supply chain screw up. It's nowhere more critically important than in dealing with the pandemic. And for God's sakes, this is just a monument to political incompetence here. And it all plays into one of my predictions of things I'm sure are going to come true in 2022. I'll have them in a moment for you and see what you think. But first, we got to comment at least for a moment, I think, Melissa. And this blindside hit by the Orange County School public school system and Superintendent Barbara Jenkins, and then school board chairman Teresa Jacobs here. All of a sudden, last night at the dinner hour, with school set to open this morning, they say all adults, teachers included, now are mandated to wear masks when school is open. Parents, anybody comes into the schools, but its administrators and particularly teachers all of a sudden get hit with this. They can't mandate masks for students. That's now against the law after what the legislature passed, demanded by the governor in the special session in November here. But I don't know how that's going to fly with teachers. Not well, I am sure, with a lot of them. They're also giving parents the option to keep their kids home for a while here. They can study at home. I don't know how they're going to do that. They don't have the virtual learning setup that they used to have, et cetera, here. I mean, I believe that the kids need to be in school. I wonder whether or not you're going to see more and more kids masking up, even though it is optional. What do you think about that? I mean, I just can't believe they waited until the night before to make a major change like that. I know they wanted to mandate masks for kids, but they couldn't do it.
It's ridiculous, bud. That's what I think.
Well, there you are. And I agree with you 100%. And I asked Melissa and I asked Alan to come up with some things they believe will come true in 22, and they'll have their lists here coming up in a moment. We want to know something you predict will happen, whether it's politics or otherwise. Let us know at 407-916-5400. Headlines in a story we're watching closely for you. Two of former President Trump's children are refusing to comply with subpoenas in New York. They work with the family real estate business. The attorney general in New York is investigating the company, wants Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump Jr., and their dad to sit for depositions. Updates at least every 10 minutes of the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
Folks wonder why we weren't on yesterday. It was an iHeart holiday, so we just didn't have anybody here at the station. Okay, so folks are wondering about that. We are back, and we are live, and Happy New Year to you. All right, the Budman has asked the team for some things they are sure are going to come true in 2022. Now, nobody can be certain about the future. We all understand that. But let's make some predictions and join us in that with yours for things you really feel pretty sure, for better or worse, are going to happen in the year ahead. 407-916-5400. Let us know on the phone. Hit the text line 23680. First name in town if you'd like. All right, here we go. Number one, and I'm taking them in chronological order, though they unfold on the calendar as I see it. Tom Brady wins the NFL MVP award to be announced just before the Super Bowl on the 12th of February. I'd like to say I'm sure the Bucs are going to win, but they got all kinds of obstacles to that, injuries mostly, this Antonio Brown fiasco, who knows what else. So, but I do feel Brady should win the NFL MVP. I mean, he's got 1,000 yards on Aaron Rodgers and 5 touchdowns on him, and everybody's talking about Rodgers. I think it should be Brady.
Yeah.
And I think if there's any justice, it will be.
Yeah, it's about time something good happened for Tom Brady.
Huh?
What about it, guys? Do you agree with me on that?
No. He's going to be in the mix for another chance to compete for a Super Bowl, but MVP, it's probably going to go to Aaron Rodgers or Cooper Kupp, the wide receiver of the Rams.
Oh, okay. Really? What about it, Fox? You're not in on that one, huh?
No, not at all. Actually, I was. He beat me to the Aaron Rodgers punch. By the way, when Green Bay wins the Super Bowl, it'll be a great day.
Ooh, you're killing me. Locally, Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings wants to, but he will decide not to pursue that penny sales tax hike for transportation, SunRail, Lynx buses, and road projects here that he shelved in the middle of the pandemic. He will conclude that it will face too much opposition, can't pass, and will hurt his own reelection chances. And we're not going to see that, at least in 2022. COVID pandemic ends. I'm an optimist by nature. Mm. I think Omicron is essentially going to inoculate all of us against the virus, giving it no place to go.
New variant found today in South Africa.
Well, I did see a new one in France, I think, or Cameroon or something. But who knows what that amounts to. There have been a lot of them out there. Delta's been the big one. Omicron is not Delta, highly contagious, but not nearly as serious.
I think you're right, and I think it'll be because the pandemic will come to an end because Tom Brady will find a cure.
So. He's on the job. And DeSantis will be reelected governor of Florida, and it won't even be close. In Florida, that means 5 to 10 points. The Republicans will win control of both houses of Congress. How could it be any other way? How can they screw this up? Biden is handing it to him by screwing up everything he touches, and it's going to drag down the Democrats. Those are my things that I think will come true in 2022. You got some thoughts on?
I do.
Go ahead. Hit it.
In space news, sometime in 2022, something we've long feared will actually happen. An asteroid will strike Earth.
My goodness.
Fortunately, it'll be a very tiny asteroid, just big enough to flatten actor Danny DeVito.
So don't look up.
The rest of us don't have to worry. In political news, Donald Trump will announce he's not going to run for president again, instead opting to produce and host a TV game show. It'll feature contestants going up against a panel of experts consisting of Don Jr., Eric, Ivanka, and Tiffany. It's called Stump the Trumps.
Ooh.
So be watching for that. In economic news, the popularity of cryptocurrency will continue to surge. The big surprise is that by the end of the year, someone will explain cryptocurrency to the point where I understand what the heck it is.
Well, I can explain it. Just give me your money and I'll give you nothing back.
In sports news, the Tampa Bay Rays will abandon plans to split their season with the city of Montreal. Instead, the Rays will deal with dwindling crowds by playing their home games in the backyards of various Florida residents, selected by a random drawing at participating Red Lobsters. That's what I think is going to happen in 2022.
You are a hoot. You put a lot of thought into this. Fox, you got anything to add to that?
Well, not to him, but I got my own here. But do we have time real quick?
Oh, I don't know. Get a start on it. We'll go back to it.
All right. First of all, COVID's going to take off for the next 5 years. So that's my prediction on COVID. It'll still be floating around and annoying us because they're going to elongate it. Keep moving the goalpost. Like they already have. Let's see. Kellogg's company will concede. Okay. And people will be talking about breaking up Amazon's gigopoly. All right, let's see. A U.S. politician will be assassinated by a lone crank, and Russia will take some, not all of Ukraine, because they really don't want it all. They'll set up some sort of pro-Russia satellite state and call it Free Ukraine. So there you go. And what remains of Ukraine, they'll join NATO.
We're going to go back to this. Things you think are going to come true in 2022. You've heard from us. What about you? 407-916-5400. Text line 23680. Happy New Year to you. Glad you're with us here on the 50,000 Watt Front Porch as our entire team is back in action live on the radio. One thing that is carried over from 21 to 22 is masks still a flashpoint big time for some folks. Listen to Alan's lead story.
Yeah, but a Brevard County man is facing charges for refusing to wear a mask at the airport. 63-year-old Daniel Chase was arrested Saturday at Melbourne Orlando International Airport Police say when an officer told him that masks were required, Chase yelled and cursed at the officer and said, "Masks don't work." This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. The next mayor of St. Petersburg will not get to hold an in-person inauguration after testing positive for COVID.
Mayor-elect Ken Welch was set to be sworn in on the steps of St. Petersburg City Hall Thursday, but he'll now take the oath of office and deliver his inauguration message virtually. Welch's campaign says he tested positive for COVID Monday and will stay in isolation until January 10th following current CDC guidelines. Welch will become St. Petersburg's 54th mayor and its first African-American mayor when he's sworn in.
Gordon Bird, News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Folks are still trying to make it home from the holidays. More than 7,000 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. were delayed or canceled yesterday. The flight tracking website FlightAware noted airports on the East Coast had the most problems as a winter storm swept through the area. NASA is now weighing in on the disturbingly loud boom reported by many Pittsburgh residents on New Year's Day. The space agency is backing up the report from the National Weather Service that the sound was that of an exploding meteor.
Ooh.
NASA says the meteor was traveling at an estimated 45,000 miles per hour when it exploded.
That asteroid you say is going to hit us here.
No, that's no,
totally
that's
a different deal.
Totally unrelated, but
thank you. I you're a man on the cutting edge. I just was kind of.
But I think, you know, this is a harbinger of things to come.
Well, sure.
Stuff falling out of the sky. SeaWorld Orlando is announcing an opening date for its long-awaited new thrill ride. Icebreaker will be SeaWorld's first launch coaster and will officially open February 18th. The Bulls held off the Magic for a 102-98 win at Chicago. The Bulls went on a 7-0 run late in the fourth quarter after Orlando had scored to come within one. Magic center Wendell Carter Jr. says the last two games against the Celtics and Bulls have been good tests of the defense.
It was a great challenge for us. We played two of the most offensively gifted teams in the league these past two games. And we were challenged on the defensive end. I feel like we did a really good job.
But Orlando lost both games, part of a now six-game losing streak. WFLA News Time is 6:35. You don't have to miss anything on Good Morning Orlando. Get caught up with our podcasts on the iHeartRadio app.
Headlines right now. The agent for beloved actress Betty White is setting the record straight about her death. He confirms that she passed away on Friday at the age of 99 in her sleep from natural causes and insists, counter to some reports in the media, insists it had nothing at all to do with a COVID vaccine. The Golden Girls star would have turned 100 in 2 weeks. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories for you right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, News Radio WFLA Orlando, and still on AM 540.
We asked for some things you think are going to come true in 2022. Things that will come true in 2022. Fascinating input from the smartest audience in talk radio on the text line at 23680. Some with first name in town, and that's at your option. We're going to go back to that later on, and we will share some of these along the way. But you can get in right now at 23680 with things you think are going to come true in 2022. Give us one or two of them if you can. Right now, into our weird, wild stuff file, as Johnny Carson, as Karnak famously once said. Weird, wild stuff. At any rate, the first involves Congresswoman from New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a.k.a. AOC, getting ripped by conservatives for a measure of hypocrisy for blasting the way this state has been run, particularly during the pandemic, keeping everything open. You know, we're all about lockdowns up here. This is irresponsible. Governor DeSantis ought to be thrown out of office. People are dying. This is insanity. Florida, my God, it's the most dangerous place on earth. Kind of the essence of what she's been putting out there, and she's not alone, the loony left. They're all going after DeSantis in this regard. And in response to all of that, when she was seen partying big time, no mask, hugging everybody at a drag bar in South Florida, vacationing while in her home district in the New York City area, the Omicron variant explodes like nowhere else in the country, and she is just partying on. You know, rules for thee, not for me. She says the Republicans have sexual frustrations and they have fantasies about dating me and more. Really? Anyway, Governor DeSantis here reacted to that at his news conference yesterday. Listen.
Well, I mean, look, I think if I had a dollar for every lockdown politician who decided to escape to Florida over the last 2 years, I'd be a pretty doggone wealthy man, let me tell you. I mean, congresspeople, mayors, governors, I mean, you name it. And it's interesting, though, the reception that, you know, that some of these folks will get in Florida, because I think a lot of Floridians say, wait a minute, you're bashing us because we're not doing your draconian policies, and yet we're the first place you want to flee to basically to be able to enjoy life.
DeSantis calling out the hypocrites on the left, led by AOC. More from the DeSantis news conference, which was a stem winder in South Florida yesterday. You'll get 10 seconds in the local media on that. But here, I listened to the entire thing. We got some great cuts at 7, and we'll see what you think about where the governor stands, particularly on the pandemic. Back to the weird, wild stuff file here. And in AOC's state, the state of New York, they are playing the race card on the limited supplies of antiviral COVID pills, okay? And they have now determined that being a minority is a risk factor because of discrimination and unequal opportunities in this society. They are going to prioritize non-white people to get the antiviral pills that are effective when you're in the early stages of getting COVID. And if you're white, forget it. You got to be brown or black to get them. It's only fair. It is racial discrimination. More from the weird, wild stuff file. Antonio Brown and a weird, weird COVID story concerns Viagra coming up. Right now, a word about a great opportunity for you.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As the new year unfolds. Headlines: Florida seeing a dramatic rise in COVID hospitalizations. The CDC reporting the number of those hospitalized with COVID last week was up 110% compared to the week before. Almost 5,800 people hospitalized as of Sunday statewide. Some thoughts on this going into some cuts we'll play of the DeSantis COVID-focused news conference. That'll be in our 7 o'clock hour. Updates at least every 10 minutes on our top stories for you all morning here on Good Morning Orlando.
You're never more than 10 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic. News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Some of the more entries in our weird, wild stuff file here. Antonio Brown, the great wide receiver of the Tampa Bay Bucs. You've seen the story. It's all over the place here. Ripped off his top of his uniform, put down his shoulder pads, and ran out of the stadium in the middle of the Bucs game, a tough game against the New York Jets that Brady pulled their cookies out of the fire with a 93-yard drive at the end and snuffed out the Jets. It was close. And Brown had been in there early on. Apparently, he's claiming he had an ankle injury, but he never said anything, according to the coach, Bruce Arians, about that being a reason he couldn't go back in the third quarter. When Arians told him twice, he says, to do so. And, the whole thing is bizarre. And now we are hearing that Brown is actually still a member of the Bucs, that it'll be up to the general manager, Jason Lynch, to decide what he wants to do, even though Arians said publicly that he is no longer a member of the Bucs, right? Isn't that interesting? Do you guys think he might somehow survive this? That they need him so badly with their decimated ranks with injuries? Do you guys actually think there's a place for him? For Antonio Brown on the Bucs or on any other team in the NFL? Bailing on your team in the middle of a game, for God's sakes? What do you think?
Well, I will say, I think the reason why right now is because of the idea that another team could go pick him up for the playoffs. Is somebody like a Dallas team that just lost their receiver Michael Gallup to a torn ACL could just swoop in and grab him. I think the Bucs have no plans to play him anymore, keep him, but I think they're going to stash him away on the roster for the remainder of the year, and then when they're done with the season, they'll probably release him.
You know, I don't excuse Antonio Brown's behavior by any means, but I think the NFL has some culpability here. I think they and the teams around the league have enabled Antonio Brown time after time to behave in this way because he has not suffered any severe punishments along the way. And as far as I know, no team has stepped in to get him the help that he apparently needs. He apparently has some mental health issues based on this repeated pattern of strange behavior on his part.
I'd just like to say, Simone Biles, y'all care about a female when she drops out of the Olympics because of mental health, but when Antonio has mental health issues, y'all are like, what's the problem? Suck it up, boys. I just, I'm seriously.
I don't believe, I don't believe, yes,
I'm not
do,
accusing
but
you, I'm saying generally.
All right, I'm going to say I don't believe I've said that about Antonio Brown, but I understand the point you're making. The question here is, does Antonio Brown deserve condemnation or compassion? 407-916-5400, if you got a take on that. And the text line is 23680. Quarterback Tom Brady, I think, showed what a class act he is. Now, remember, he's the one who talked Arians into bringing on Antonio Brown, who's been, you know, just nothing but trouble along the way in his career. Since the end of his amazing career with the Pittsburgh Steelers, all kinds of trouble here. Arians didn't want him, and Brady talked to him, and it kind of took him under his wing and the whole thing. Listen to what Tom Brady said, because I'm not sure I could have said this.
I think everybody should find, you know, hopefully do what they can to help him in ways that you know, he really needs it. And, you know, we all love him. We care about him deeply. You know, we want to see him be at his best, and, you know, unfortunately, it won't be with our team. I think everyone should be very compassionate and empathetic toward, you know, some very difficult things that are happening.
That is pure class
it
on
is.
Brady's part.
And I agree with him, and I think Tom Brady comes from a perspective of knowing Antonio Brown personally as a human being.
Right.
The rest of us who are simply fans and some of those that Melissa referred to can just say, oh, well, this guy's nuts. Get rid of him. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Tom Brady is looking at him as not just a teammate, but a friend.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, and where's the commissioner on this? I mean, if they're so worried about players' health mentally or physically, why couldn't they see that Antonio Brown was struggling? Obviously, you're not just going to let him go with no regard, are you? Bruce Arians needs to be fined for telling him to leave the field. Mike Evans was trying to calm Antonio down on the sidelines. There was so much that played out that we did not see as a spectator. And I think we're just jumping to reactions here without seeing the whole picture.
Oh, there's more to learn, and we do need to hear from the commissioner. But I got to say, I don't know if there was any sign that he was struggling until he ripped off the top half of his uniform and bare-chested, waved goodbye to the crowd, and took off. I mean, that kind of came out of nowhere, didn't
it? No, he was standing on the sideline, and he was getting more and more agitated. And Mike Evans came over and tried to calm him down. And he got, you know, and then the defensive coach coordinator started looking at him and wondering what was going on. He just got more and more. He was having a mental state of, fugue or whatever.
Well, you know, the thing is, he's been injured, and he claimed he was not ready to go back in. They kept insisting, you need to go back in. He said, I'm not going back in because of this injury. And that's when they said, well, reportedly, that's when they said, well, leave the field, you know, go.
Tell you what, I got one more entry I'm going to save until right after your news, Alan, from the Weird Wild file here. I mean, it is crazy. A woman's life saved from a COVID coma by what? Viagra. It's coming up. What do you got, sir?
The governor says once again, no lockdowns in Florida. And was it bye-bye Big Ben on Monday Night Football? Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando. It's 6:58.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA and iHeart Radio Station.
Good morning, Orlando, and top of the morning to you on our first live show of 2022. Glad you're here at 7 for our latest look now at Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic on the News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still on AM 540 and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, Ron DeSantis still keeping Florida open. More in 1 minute.
Yeah, and we'll hear a lot from an amazing news conference by our governor, his first of the year. It's all ahead. You'll want to hear it on Good Morning Orlando.
7:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Amid a rise in Omicron COVID cases, Governor Ron DeSantis is reiterating that he will not be closing any schools or businesses.
And you can't let any type of hysteria undercut the normal functioning of society.
The governor's stance backed up by Florida Surgeon General Joseph Latipo.
It's really time for people to be living, to make the decisions they want regarding vaccination, to enjoy the fact that many people have natural immunity.
Meanwhile, the governor wants the federal government to send more monoclonal antibodies to the state and says the state will set up more sites if they get more doses.
That news conference reaffirmed my belief that DeSantis is doing just about everything right to deal with this pandemic. And we'll see whether you agree as we hear more from the news conference shortly.
This news is brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. Orange County schools reopened today, and with the recent rise in COVID cases, schools will excuse student absences as long as the students keep up with their schoolwork. Megan Molina tells Fox 35 she's keeping her son home for now.
It's more of, you know, we should keep him home until he's fully vaccinated, and then we'll kind of revisit it from there.
Superintendent Barbara Jenkins announced yesterday that all adults, including employees, visitors, and vendors, must wear a mask in Orange County school buildings and vehicles. That will be in effect until the end of January.
Surprised me that they didn't give folks a little more notice on that. Omicron's been a factor throughout the holiday time off.
Wondering about gas prices? Well, they're unchanged again, as Trey Thomas reports.
Today's AAA national average for regular unleaded remains at $3.28 a gallon, where it's been since Christmas Eve. The statewide average is under $3 a gallon in 11 states, led by Oklahoma's $2.88 a gallon. I'm Trey Thomas.
That does not include Florida, where AAA says the statewide average pump price is $3.21 a gallon.
Gas bought update on the way in. Multiple stations ranging from $3.15 to $3.19 for regular.
Thanks, Gas Bud.
You bet.
The death toll from a winter storm hitting the East Coast is up to 5, including 2 children. Heavy snowfall shut down most of D.C. yesterday, triggering an emergency. The weather has left thousands without power in Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia, Maryland, and North Carolina. And this season's Monday Night Football finale may have been a swan song for a future Hall of Famer.
Big Ben goes out with a bang.
Ben, quick throw! Deontay Johnson! Hang on to that one!
Call courtesy of ESPN, Ben Roethlisberger connecting with Deontay Johnson for what is likely his final touchdown pass at Heinz Field as the Pittsburgh Steelers top the Cleveland Browns Monday 26-14. Roethlisberger had hinted last week that this Monday Night Football finale would likely be his last home game after 18 years all spent with the Steelers. Big Ben with ESPN.
It's the best play in football when you're an offensive player is to take a knee. And so I'm glad I got to do it one last time.
While the Browns dropped to 7-9, the Steelers are now 8-7-1 and still in the AFC wildcard chase going into Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
WFLA News Time is 7:05. Marjorie Taylor Greene's personal Twitter account is permanently suspended. That story is online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLAOrlando. The second hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
News Radio WFLA Orlando is available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app, now number one for podcasting. News Radio WFLA Orlando, an iHeartRadio station.
First show of 2022. Good Morning Orlando. We're glad you're with us. Bud Hedinger, Alan Spector, Melissa Fox, and Josh Kapke. Pop quiz. How do you say the last name of the general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Light.
Yeah. I didn't say it that way. Picked up by a texter, and I'm embarrassed. I should have known that. Thank you. I will say it correctly from now on. Did you hear this story, the last entry from last half hour's weird and wild stuff file? The woman in the U.K., who came down with COVID, had it really bad, age 37, Monica Almeida, was placed into a coma to try to save her life on the 16th of November. And the family was told, you know, you better come and say your goodbyes because she is not going to make it. All of a sudden, doctors, it is reported, came up with a desperate idea of what to do. And they gave this woman a massive dose of the stuff in Viagra that dilates blood vessels and opens up the airways.
Wow.
And 3 days later, she emerged from this COVID coma.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And she went home at Christmas, and she's recovering. A woman gets Viagra, saves her life.
So you're saying she was down, but Viagra got her up?
Yeah, I wasn't smart enough to say it that way. But then again, I'm the same guy who couldn't pronounce the name of the GM of the Bucks. So what do I know? That was good, Fox. I like that.
Thank you.
Wow. Good stuff here. Lots to do in the next couple of hours here, beginning with the DeSantis news conference yesterday. He had a lot to say, and so do I. And we'll get your take on it all in a moment as to how you think our governor's doing managing this endless pandemic.
All that after an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando. It is 7:08.
Headlines as we get prepared to listen to the governor in his news conference yesterday in Fort Lauderdale. A new COVID treatment site coming to Central Florida, but we don't know when. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing yesterday that a monoclonal antibody treatment site will be open in the area as soon as the state gets more doses from the federal government. Updates for you at least every 10 minutes in the top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeartRadio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
His plea to the federal government to release what monoclonal antibody treatments that they have. They've cornered the market on them, bought them all up from the companies. We can't get a hold of them. The governor has tried, says we need 30 to 40,000 of these monoclonal antibody treatment kits here per week. Can't get them, and he suspects the Biden administration blew it, and they've blown everything else here. Related to the pandemic, and it's getting worse, not better with them, and that they didn't order enough of them, so they don't have them. Anyway, can't get them here, and he lit into the federal government yesterday, and I think he has absolutely the right to do so, and he is in the right to do so, I should say. As a matter of fact, I watched the entire news conference and the Q&A. We're going to get some sound up here for you on that in just a second. I thought was particularly revealing, and I came, you know, through this and watching that news conference, believing more than ever that this governor Ron DeSantis. I mean, not only does he need to be reelected, and I predicted. In the last hour, once again here, that will come true in 2022 big time, and it should. It sets the stage for a presidential run at some point in the future. He's only 42 years old. I mean, he just exudes presidential timber, intelligence, rational thinking, and he's a problem solver. He also ripped into something that Senator Rubio was all over, and I'm with them both on this, that there is a mass hysteria going on with COVID now, and that people are hysterical over the number of cases. But Omicron is not Delta, and to an extent, we're going to have to live with this thing here. People are going to get sick, but not terribly so in mass numbers. There will be exceptions to that. There are people with all kinds of vulnerabilities and the older folks as well. That we know to be true with anything related to this virus and its latest incarnation, Omicron. That is true as well. Dr. Kronhaus in 1 hour on all things related to the pandemic and where we are with Omicron and where this is all headed. But let's listen to the governor yesterday. I'm sorry, and a lot of you disagree with me, I'm sure. I'm already getting ripped on the text line by some of you here. I think the governor's managing this right and keeping this state open and the people free to make decisions for themselves. Here is the governor railing against the ongoing COVID hysteria in other states and reaffirming it's not going to be that way here in Florida.
You look what's going on in other states. They're letting hysteria drive them to doing really damaging things. We thought that people had learned. They're closing schools. They're doing things that should not be done. And that is not the way you deal with this. And so, you know, we are 100% committed to making sure that people are able to live their lives, that our kids are able to get an education, that people's businesses are able to operate, and that people have jobs. And so that is just non-negotiable.
More from the governor in a moment. What about pressure that he'll be under and is under, I'm sure, to close down our schools in the face of Omicron? What about closing down our state universities? They're doing that in colleges up north. And what about his critics who ripped him for supposedly being AWOL when he was accompanying his wife over Christmas vacation for chemotherapy treatments? He'll talk about it coming up. Don't miss it from the governor's news conference. All of that ahead with an update on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in a quick 2 minutes. Good morning, Orlando. Headlines now, pandemic-related. It's now up to the CDC to decide on COVID booster shots for 12 to 15-year-olds. The FDA gave approval for this on Monday as the Omicron variant rages. The agency also cut the wait time for a booster for anyone 12 and older from 6 to 5 months. Be interesting to see what CDC comes up with here and whether anybody's listening to them anymore with all the confusing messaging that just never seems to end. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories for you on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
So how do you think Governor DeSantis is doing right now in managing the pandemic? I think overwhelmingly that he is doing the right things. I certainly know that to be true when it comes to education. Here's the governor at his news conference yesterday in Fort Lauderdale as school resumes across the state after the Christmas and New Year's break. Any chance Florida schools will be closing down, and some are around the country, because of the Omicron variant? The governor says there is no chance whatsoever.
Our schools will be open in the state of Florida. This is not, first of all, if you look at the data that's been amassed throughout the pandemic, it's found that you have worse outcomes by closing schools in terms of whatever community prevalence is. The schools are not driving this. That we know that. We know 100% that's true. And so it'd be so damaging not to do that. So kids need to be in school. They do not need to be doing any crazy mitigation. Just let them be kids.
Anybody got a problem with that? 407-916-5400, text line 23680. I think he's right on the money. And what about Florida's state universities? You know, in some other states, colleges are shut down due to the Omicron variant, for God's sakes. Well, the governor has some strong words about that and what the policy is and will continue to be in the Sunshine State.
Our universities are going to be open, our state universities. They're going to have in-person instruction. And I think any university that doesn't do that should have to refund 100% of the tuition to the parents.
Man, I hope they heard that up at Cornell University. Now, that's not a state university. It's private in New York. But, I mean, you know, it's like $70,000, $80,000 a year to send your kid there. And then all of a sudden, they shut the place down for Omicron. You know, I mean, we're 20-year-old kids, by and large, if they get it at all, are going to be, you know, it's going to be like having a cold, for crying out loud. One of our texters, by the way, says, you know, I had Delta, and this is nothing like Delta was. Omicron is just like a common winter cold. There's an enormous difference. Over the holidays, DeSantis's Democrat critics in Florida politics and the liberal media nationwide ripped him for being AWOL, missing in action, they said, while the Omicron variant took hold in our state. And they had no problem with President Biden vacationing at his beachfront home, of course, and no interest in knowing what our governor was really doing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I should have been at the beach in Delaware, right? And then they would have been really happy with that. You know, it was, I mean, you look, we actually put out the schedule, and I think these people didn't know that. Wednesday, there was nothing on the calendar. And so I think they're like, oh, my God, he's on vacation. And I'm like, you know, and I just looked at my wife. I'm like, you know, going to the hospital with you is not a vacation for you. I know that. And it's not a vacation. I mean, this is something that as a husband, I think that I should be doing. I've accompanied her to all her chemotherapy treatments, and she's there for a long time. I mean, you know, I'm there most of the time, but it's a draining thing when she's done with it. You know, it's not something that's great to see. And so I just think a lot of people, particularly people that have gone through breast cancer treatments, the notion that would be considered a vacation, I think is offensive to a lot of those folks.
Yeah, they really crashed and burned on that, you know, and
And, you know, they need to know what they're talking about before they take off in a direction like that. But, you know, in politics and whatever it takes to destroy somebody as strong as our governor.
Yeah, and Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings last week got a lot of coverage for calling out the governor, saying, where is Ron DeSantis?
Not hearing so much from Demings right now on this, are we?
Not
everybody
last...
has kind of been shut up.
Mm-hmm. Not in the last couple of days, anyway.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty classy response here. I mean, you know, maybe there is some area where the governor could be open to criticism. I mean, this whole pandemic is an unbelievably wicked, fast-moving target. That we know. But I think he's light years ahead of the president. He's light years ahead of these lockdown blue state Democrat leaders. And I think what he has done here has navigated the pandemic about as well as it can be done. I really believe that. One of the things I'm predicting is his reelection in 2022. We've asked you for our first live show to join us and tell us something you are sure will come true in 2022. We have our lists, and we had them early on. For those of you just joining us, we will share our lists, but we want to know something that you think will come true in 2022. Happy New Year to you, but I got to tell you, as we turn it over to my co-host, Alan Spector, for a news update, you said Happy New Year to countless thousands of people stranded trying to get home. I don't know whether they'd hit you or whether they just wouldn't relate to it. What do you have on this travel nightmare?
Well, Bud, thousands of flights were canceled over New Year's weekend as a combination of COVID and wintry weather slowed travel. WFLA national correspondent Mike Bauer reports.
This couple vacationed in the Florida Keys for New Year's and have been spending the past 5 days trying to get home. Their first flight canceled because of
COVID.
And their next flight canceled because
the weather.
I say I got chemo at 7 o'clock in the morning.
And they need to get home.
And it don't look like we're gonna make it up.
Flight cancellations have trended up steadily since Christmas Eve, hitting a new peak Saturday as millions traveled over the holidays, including Sunday. Airlines have canceled more than 14,000 flights in the last 10 days, including Christmas Eve. The problem is likely to continue into this week because it takes time for airlines to recover from the weather issues alone. Mike Bauer, News Radio, WFLA Orlando.
This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. There was trouble at the airport in Brevard County over the weekend. On Saturday, local resident 63-year-old Daniel Chase was arrested for not wearing a mask. When he was told a mask was required, Chase yelled and cursed and claimed, "Masks don't work." Two of former President Trump's children are refusing to comply with subpoenas in New York. They work with the family real estate business. The attorney general is investigating that company and wants Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump Jr., and their dad to sit for depositions. Tesla is facing criticism after opening a showroom on New Year's Eve in China. It's an area home to the Uyghur Muslim minority. Florida Senator Marco Rubio tweeted, "Nationless corporations are helping the Chinese Communist Party cover up genocide and slave labor in the region."
I do not argue with that.
The magic came within 1 point of the Bulls late in the game at Chicago last night. That's when the Bulls went on a 7-0 run on the way to a 102-98 win. Between injuries and COVID protocols, the Magic have had to call up some G League players, but head coach Jamal Mosley says the newcomers understand their role.
The one thing is that these guys they understand what we're asking them to do, you know, so their ability to move the basketball, their ability to sit down and defend the right way. So no matter who we're putting out there, they're coming in and do their job.
Meanwhile, Orlando has now lost 6 in a row.
And Josh says they now have the, what, worst record in the NBA,
yeah.
Right?
Whew. WFLA News Time is 7:35. Elsewhere. It appears inflation is forcing a national pizza chain to raise prices on its most popular deal.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars says its $5 hot and ready pizzas will now cost $5.55. This is an 11% increase in the first in almost 25 years. But as a trade-off for customers, the new price at Little Caesars will include 33% more pepperoni.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. the American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Well, that's a fair deal, isn't it? That works for me for 50 cents.
Sure thing, yeah.
Yeah, I love the pepperoni. Pile it on.
Yeah.
11% price increase, 33% more pepperoni.
Still lousy sauce.
Who's making the money on this deal? This episode of Elsewhere is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Remember, if it doesn't say whammo, it's not a frisbee.
Two Minnesota brothers are ringing in the new year with a new frisbee world record. On New Year's Eve, the men made 6,300 consecutive flying disc catches. The feat breaks the previous record of almost 3,000 catches in 2020, which was also set by the same pair of brothers.
Love Frisbee. They used to call me King Frisbee back in my prime.
Did you ever catch 6,300 in a row?
No, I did not, but I can still throw them pretty good.
Yeah, they used
running
to call
after them is a problem. But.
They used to call me Whammo back in the day, but whatever.
That's why
they
you
called
get,
you Whammo?
Oh, yeah.
If you don't want to catch them, that's why you get a dog.
That's you, what yeah. you need is
you
a dog.
You throw them, the dog brings it
that's
back.
That's the way to do it.
And finally, a legendary singer is engaging in a Twitter war.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on.
Dion Warwick is waging a Twitter beef with the makers of Oreo cookies. The 81-year-old pop legend has been outspoken on social media lately and recently took issue with all of the new Oreo flavors. Back in October, Warwick tweeted, "The one flavor was fine." Now Oreo has responded by sending her some of its Java chip flavored cookies and some Oreo lip balm. Dionne Warwick found the response uncalled for and tweeted, "After asking Oreo to stick to the original flavor, they sent me these outrageous items." And she included a picture of the products in her tweet. In a second tweet, she added, "I will be retaliating at a later date."
Uh-oh. How old is she?
81.
Yeah. She's slipping into her get off my lawn phase of life, I think.
No, man, I agree with her. What they did, they ruined a perfectly good cookie.
They still make the basic cookie. You have choices.
It's not
isn't that a good
thing? The same, though, and they've changed it at all.
You think they changed the original? It's not the same?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about diversity.
Hydrox forever.
Come on.
Inclusion.
Yes, come on.
Dion should love that stuff.
I would.
By the way, my new motto is I'll be retaliating at a later date.
I like it. Find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com and listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector.
Does anybody know how many different variations of the Oreo cookie are now on the market? 23680, first name in town if you want to hear it on the radio. But tell us something you are sure will come true in 2022, something you're sure is going to happen in the year ahead. Our list's coming up, and we'll ask you to tell us what you think of them. Right now, how about we update Orlando's news, weather, and traffic with a quick 2 minutes and then back at it here on the 50,000-watt front porch. Headlines right now before you complain about the weather turning colder here. Listen to this. The nation's capital trying to recover after a winter storm shut down most of D.C. The mayor declaring an emergency as heavy snowfall closed offices and schools. The weather left thousands without power in Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia, Maryland, and North Carolina. And they say there were snow flurries in the air in the Florida panhandle in the wee hours of this morning. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories for you all morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, News Radio WFLA Orlando, and still on AM 540.
Good morning, Orlando. The Budman, Alan, the Fox, and Josh. It's our first live show of 2022, so how about some predictions? Tell us something you are sure will happen in 2022, will come true in 2022. We have our lists, but hey, we'll talk about lists. We weren't 5 seconds into the break when the Fox had the answer to my question as to how many versions of Oreo cookies there are. Go ahead.
Let's see. We got a toffee crunch chocolate, chocolate hazelnut, Java chip, double stuff, winter, mint flavored, chocolate sandwich, birthday cake, chocolate cream, dark chocolate peanut butter pie, chocolate peanut butter sandwich, carrot cake, chocolate marshmallow, coconut caramel, golden sandwich, white fudge covered Oreo, and finally just regular fudge covered Oreos. Woo! And now I want cookies.
How many is that?
16.
16 varieties of Oreo cookies.
Now that's not counting frosting, that's not counting any of the other stuff.
And yeah. Dionne Warwick's offended by 15 of them.
She will retaliate.
If she was listening, she was just triggered once again.
Oh, man. Hey, Melissa, what is on your list of things that you are pretty sure will come true in 2022?
One of my predictions already happened, and that was that Kellogg's conceded to their employees yesterday. That was my,
What do you mean? For folks who are not familiar with the story.
Alan, Kellogg's, they were on strike, right? We've been talking about it here and there.
Yeah, I know a little bit about it, but not much.
That's all I know. They were on strike, and Kellogg's was like, yeah, we need our cornflakes. And so now they're not, and they agreed to
it. I could have predicted stuff that happened yesterday, too.
No, what? All right, politicians will start talking about breaking up Amazon's gigopoly. Here's another prediction. A U.S. politician will be assassinated by a lone crank.
Who do you think it'll be?
The politician? I'm not saying.
How about the lone crank? Who's that going to be?
Do you have an idea who it is?
The lone crank, yeah.
No. You have an idea who the crank
I'm
is as well
saying.
As the politician?
Yes.
Okay.
A former politician. Russia takes a piece of Ukraine, but not interested in taking it all. Sets up some pro-Russia satellite state. Doesn't annex it into Russia, by the way. Calls it free Ukraine. They won't join NATO as a buffer. But instead, what remains of Ukraine will join NATO. And finally, Elon Musk will bring out a Tesla food truck.
It's what the world needs.
Hey, man, I'm just saying. You asked me for five, I gave you five.
Yeah, well, listen, your list is better than mine, and Alan's is really great, too. So you're next.
Oh, right now?
Well, I don't know. Do you want to start on it, or do you want to?
How about 902?
No, I can do it now. In space news, sometime in the year 2022, something we've long feared will actually happen. An asteroid will strike Earth.
Whoa.
Fortunately, it'll be a very tiny asteroid, just big enough to flatten actor Danny DeVito.
Hey!
So everyone else, breathe a sigh of relief.
Give me one more before the break.
In political news, Donald Trump will announce he's not going to run for president again, instead opting to produce and host a TV game show. It'll feature contestants going up against a panel of experts consisting of Don Jr., Eric, Ivanka, and Tiffany. It's called Stump the Trumps.
Whoa, I like that.
Streaming soon on a service near you.
Give us a prediction of something you're sure will come true in 2022. Updating headlines for you right now, President Biden meeting with his COVID response team today on a new plan to fight the Omicron variant. The nation topped more than 1 million cases yesterday, setting a new record. But we hasten to point out that count also includes a backlog of cases from the New Year's weekend. Updates at least every 10 minutes into top stories here on Good Morning Orlando.
News, weather, and traffic.
For the smartest audience in talk radio.
News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Well, Alan's hung me out to dry here. He's back in the newsroom. I know he's working hard on the 8 o'clock update for you, but he was right in the middle of his list of things he thinks going to come true in 2022. Started with a small asteroid, only big enough to take out Danny DeVito, hitting the Earth.
Hey, I'm here.
Well, where's the, have you got here? It's the mini asteroid. And what was the other one you already gave us?
The Trump.
Donald
Stump
Trump
the Trumps.
Hosting a TV game show.
Stump
the Trumps.
Yep. Now what else you got?
In economic news, covering everything here, the popularity of cryptocurrency will continue to surge. Now, the big surprise is that by the end of the year, someone will explain cryptocurrency to the point where I understand what the heck it is.
Nope, well, not going to happen.
Melissa can do that in one line, right? You did it earlier.
Give me your money and I will give you nothing back.
Well, I don't like that.
Oh, but it's a great idea.
And in sports news, the Tampa Bay Rays will abandon plans to split their season with the city of Montreal. Instead, the Rays will deal with dwindling crowds by playing their home games in the backyards of various Florida residents selected by a random drawing at participating Red Lobsters.
You got Josh shaking his head in there, big sports fan. What about it? What are the Rays going to do to pack that place over there? They're such a good team year after year. You can't fill the trap.
You know, Alan might be onto something, though. I mean, Field of Dreams, maybe if everyone starts building their own fields, maybe the Rays will start going playing.
What do you mean? I might have something. These are all...
No, might have something.
You can carve these predictions in stone.
They need a new stadium.
If you have nothing better to do,
get
some stone and start carving.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
In all seriousness, they need a new stadium in the city, you know, closer to where the Bucks play or closer to where the Bolts play. They just have their stadium in a really tough location.
Well, nobody...
It's hard for people to get out there.
Nobody wants to get serious, so just knock it off.
Yeah.
I've got one sports item.
Yeah.
I am sure, well, I wouldn't say will come true in 22, but should come true in 2022. Bucks quarterback Tom Brady wins the NFL MVP, which will be announced on the 12th of February, just ahead of the Super Bowl by one day.
Yeah.
And a lot of talk about Aaron Rodgers. How can you talk about Aaron Rodgers? I mean, Brady was, with all of these injuries and everything, he continues to win. He's 44. Okay, discard the age. It shouldn't be a factor, but it's still an extraordinary thing. He leads the NFL with 40 touchdown passes, which he has done again, third time in his career, twice in a row. That's very rare. And he's got 1,000 more passing yards than Aaron Rodgers. He should be the MVP. Anybody? Are you with me on this or not?
Yeah, sure.
I think Green Bay has done a little bit more. They're going to lock up the first round bye. They actually already have done that, so they're going to get a bye week heading into the playoffs. Tampa's going to have to go if they play Green Bay on the road. And also, a lot of the reason why Brady has more passing yards is because he has to throw more. The Packers have a very good running game, and that's part of, you know.
Oh, boy. Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp.
They can't stop the run.
Cooper
that's one
Kupp.
Of their problems up there.
I
All
do
right.
think Cooper Kupp's the most deserving.
Let me go back. It almost always goes to a QB, though. We understand that, whether it's right or not. I mean, people could say Jonathan Taylor, you know, the Colts. I mean, the great running back. But, rarely happens.
Good.
Anyway, let's go back to my things I am sure will come true in 2022. That Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings desperately wants to pursue a penny sales tax hike for SunRail links and road projects here in Orange County. He shelved it when the pandemic got bad, and he will not go there this year because he's afraid of huge opposition, which there will be, and there will be from this microphone, we can promise you, and he's afraid it will damage his own reelection chances. So that's not going to happen. COVID, the pandemic ends. We got Dr. Kronhaus coming on here with a house call on Omicron and all things pandemic related. He knows a lot more than I do, but I just feel, been doing a lot of reading on this, that Omicron is essentially going to be caught by almost everybody in the grand scheme of our population, and we're going to have herd immunity, and that's how these things end. I hope I'm right. I'm optimistic we're going to see an end to it this year. And DeSantis reelected big time as governor of Florida in November, and the same night, the Republicans win control of both houses of Congress and stymie what's left of the Biden administration. Oh, by the way, one of our texters predicts this. Biden gets a stroke. Kamala Harris will be our new president. The thought of that, actually, of Harris, President Harris, is enough to give me a stroke. Please ease up on me with that stuff. What else have we got here? 2022, Taiwan, Ukraine, bye-bye. I don't know. See anything else on the text line that lights you up, Melissa?
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster films in the last decade, then chances are that what you watched has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. Film scenes get completely altered. Films get canceled or lose funding. Actors supporting human rights are banned. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in uncovering the impact of this campaign on our society and highlighting the brave souls fighting back and turning the tide. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If not, we're going to adjourn this meeting.
No.
How's that for an honest answer? Dr. K on a house call here. You've got Olson on Law with Tom Olson coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, too, right?
Yeah. Has to do with wills.
Mm-hmm. If you guys get a chance, you should check out our website, too. Go there often, WFLAOrlando.com. We got Bud's blog, lays out all the links and stuff for the news sources, my poster, of course, the podcast, Elsewhere Podcast, and Good Morning Orlando. All 3 hours for you right there, WFLAOrlando.com.
And later on, next hour, Tom Sullivan goes wall-to-wall for 3 hours in the afternoon. The veteran conservative talk show host, a major player in this business, and we're going to have him on for 3 hours. He'll be joining us live later in the show. News coming up now, Alan.
Ron DeSantis wants to open more monoclonal antibody sites in Florida. And what was up with Antonio Brown? Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together in just 2 minutes on Good Morning Orlando. It is 7:58.
WFLF Pine Hills, Orlando. WMGF HD3, Mount Dora, Orlando. News Radio WFLA, an iHeart radio station.
Good morning, Orlando, on a happy new year, one and all. It's great to have you with us for our first live show of the new year, and an update now at 8 on Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic. Coming your way on News Radio WFLA Orlando on FM 94.1, FM 93.1, still at AM 540, and on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Bud Hedinger.
And I'm Alan Spector. Our top story this hour, the governor asking for help from the feds. More in 1 minute.
Worried about the pandemic, Omicron, wondering what's next? Join us for Dr. Kronhaus live on a house call, pandemic-related, next on Good Morning Orlando.
8:02 on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Governor Ron DeSantis says the state will open more monoclonal antibody treatment sites if they get help from the federal government.
The federal government has cornered the entire market. They basically took control of the supply in September. We had done a deal with GlaxoSmithKline on the Sotrovimab, which a lot of people think is the most effective against Omicron, and that is no longer a possibility because the feds have an exclusive arrangement.
The governor's announcement comes as the CDC reports the number of those hospitalized in Florida with COVID last week was up 110% compared to the week before. Almost 5,800 people were hospitalized as of Sunday. It's back to school in Orange County today. This parent telling Fox 35 she's confident about sending her daughter to school after getting her vaccinated.
I'm feeling fantastic about it. I am not letting fear get the best of me now. I know that she is protected And I know that if she gets sick, I will just let her rest at home and then just bring her back to school whenever she's ready.
A new mask policy takes effect today in Orange County schools. Superintendent Barbara Jenkins announcing that all adults, including employees, visitors, and vendors, must wear a mask in Orange County school buildings and vehicles. The policy is in effect the rest of the month.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's too tough on folks who are coming and going, parents, etc. But for the teachers here, I'm sure a lot of them aren't happy this morning at that news that just came in last night.
This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. AT&T and Verizon are agreeing to hold off on activating their 5G services near airports until January 19th. Mark Mayfield has more.
The decision is an effort to divert widespread disruptions on already strained air travel and shipping, along with a potential legal battle. Both carriers confirmed the postponement of their 5G infrastructure rollouts on Monday evening, and they say in the meantime, they will continue to adapt French-style restrictions of 5G for the United States. The decision comes as aviation industry officials, who feared 5G signals could impact key aircraft instruments, were expected to sue the Federal Communications Commission in a final attempt to keep the rollout from happening.
Mark Mayfield, News Radio WFLA, Orlando.
A massive snowstorm is leaving nearly 380,000 homes and businesses without power in five eastern states. The most are in Virginia, where drivers have been stuck overnight on Interstate 95, some up to 15 hours. The storm just about shut down the nation's capital as well. So what exactly led a Tampa Bay Bucks wide receiver to strip off his jersey and run off the field during Sunday's game? Matt Napolitano has the latest.
Questions remain over why Antonio Brown stormed off the field Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians told Fox Sports that the receiver refused to go in on two plays, so he told him to leave the sidelines during the third quarter of the Bucks' win over the New York Jets. Now those close to Brown say he refused to go in because of an ankle injury. Arians was asked about knowledge of any pain brought on by an injury that AB had been nursing last week.
I don't know that he was.
Brown's exiting shirtless and storming off, raising concerns over his mental health for some, leaving Arians with these well wishes for his former receiver on Monday.
I wish him well. I hope if he needs help, get some. It's very hard because I do care about him.
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
But he essentially is saying it's the general manager's call as to whether or not Brown stays on the roster, and apparently he is a Buck, technically, as we speak.
Yeah, we had that report from Fox Sports in the past half a day or so.
Yeah.
WFLA News Time is 8:06. Several Philadelphia Eagles fans fall through a railing at Washington and nearly trample quarterback Jalen Hurts. Watch the video online at WFLAOrlando.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WFLAOrlando. The third hour of Good Morning Orlando starts now.
News Radio WFLA Orlando is available everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Now number one for podcasting. News Radio WFLA Orlando, an iHeartRadio station.
Let us be among the last to wish you a happy new year, but it's our first opportunity here as it's our first live show. Some folks wondered why we were not on with you yesterday. It was an iHeart corporate holiday, okay? And we don't do live shows when it's
where were you last week, bud?
Holiday.
Where were you?
On vacation, having a great time.
What are we doing tomorrow?
With the family. Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
I've already got the show half put together.
What?
Yes. 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 I'm on the job, Fox. I'm back.
Yeah, always on the job. Kronhaus is already on the horn. Woo!
Yeah. Let's get with him, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. Yes, he's a heart specialist, but he's a noted researcher, and he's always up on what's going on COVID-related. There's so much concern, so much interest, and frankly, plenty of hysteria about Omicron and all of this. So let's cut to the chase and bring him on in just a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, with all you need to know about where things stand and where we are headed in this pandemic.
That will follow an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in just 2 minutes, 8:07 on Good Morning Orlando.
Headlines on the pandemic. Coronavirus worldwide now more than 292.5 million cases, claiming more than 5.4 million lives. In the United States, more than 56.1 million cases, more than 827,000 deaths. Florida is seeing a dramatic rise in COVID hospitalizations. CDC reporting the number of those hospitalized with COVID last week in our state up 110% compared to the week before. Almost 5,800 people hospitalized as of Sunday. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories are promised to you every morning here on Good Morning Orlando.
Now on FM 94.1, still on FM 93.1, 107.7 HD3, AM 540, and the iHeartRadio app. This is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Striding resolutely onto the 50,000-watt front porch, a good friend of this program and of all of Central Florida, and one of the top health and medical experts we know, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doc, Happy New Year, and welcome to our first live show on Good Morning Orlando in 2022. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all the listeners.
Am I naively optimistic, although I know I'm not alone in this, in predicting that essentially the pandemic as we've known it will end in 2022? Do you share that feeling or not?
I do share that feeling, and I think with everybody getting Omicron, that's the next step to getting finished with all of this and turning this pandemic into an endemic and making it more like what we deal with the flu each year.
Yeah, Doc, and you had mentioned earlier when you talked with us about this that this is a similar variant, or the variant is similar to what ended the Spanish flu back in 1918.
Right, exactly. If you think back in 1918, we at that time didn't have specific therapy. We didn't have a vaccine for the Spanish flu then, and it killed more people than World War One. And then suddenly it went away, and that was because it evolved to various new strains, and eventually there was a mild strain that was extremely contagious. And that sounds a lot like, we hope, Omicron.
Boy, that is great, great news, at least to cling to in the early days of the new year.
How accurate are these PCR tests, do you know?
For Omicron?
For any of the variants.
Well, the PCR test is the supposed gold standard. There's the rapid test, if you can find one. There's various tests. The PCR is the most sensitive. It stays positive the longest, and that's one of the problems with using specifically the PCR test for following up people about getting back to work. There's all this new news about what to do if you're exposed to somebody, and then what to do if you actually have a positive test yourself. And the real news here is that the CDC is now saying that if you are positive, you can go back to get out of wherever you're staying away from everybody after 5 days if you no longer have a fever, you no longer have symptoms, essentially you feel well. And the question now, the big controversy over the weekend was, should you then also have a negative test? And the problem is the PCR test measures fragments of virus, not necessarily if you have the capacity with these fragments to be infectious. And once you get COVID, any of the strains, you can have fragments of the virus for up to 12 weeks. And the PCR test is so sensitive, it measures these fragments. Now, these fragments, if they're not put together properly, are not infectious, so there's a big difference. So the PCR test is not going to be helpful after infection to find out if you're still infectious, because that's the big question. Are you carrying around virus that can infect others? Remember, a virus, unlike bacteria, fungus, needs a living host to survive. So are you going to spread infectious viral particles, or are you just carrying the fragments? Now, the rapid test, on the other hand, is not sensitive as long, and the rapid test could be used to get people back into society safely, but we don't have enough. Try getting a rapid test right now, and that's why there's this big controversy where the CDC and Dr. Fauci over the weekend disagreed.
I understand. We're getting tight on time. I want to turn it back to Alan.
Yeah, Doc, locally, big news overnight has been that Orange County schools are opening today with the requirement that all adults wear masks. They can't require students because of that recently passed state law, but requiring all adults to wear masks in Orange County school buildings and vehicles, is that, in your opinion, as a medical expert, a wise move?
Well, I'm not a big fan of mandates, but I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. until Omicron peak goes away, which I hope will be, if it follows South Africa, it'll go away a month after it arrived. Right now, when I'm indoors around anybody who I don't know what their situation is, I'm wearing a mask. And I don't think it can hurt anybody right now for a few weeks until this all goes away. Outside, you're fine. This is an indoor virus, but if you remember when we were little boys and girls, when mom and dad wanted all of us to get the measles, they got everyone in the neighborhood into the same house, and then everybody got it. Omicron's the same way. If you're in a room and anybody has Omicron, and remember, you're infectious a day or two before you have symptoms, before your test becomes positive, anyone in that room unmasked is going to get this. So it's so contagious that right now, if you're indoors, I'm wearing a mask. I stopped wearing a mask until Omicron came back, and I don't think it can hurt. And then hopefully this thing will go away a month later, and we can go back to...
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Avoiding all this.
All right. Doc, closing comments right now. Do you still believe that getting vaccinated and getting boosted is the way to go to minimize the chance of you getting seriously ill?
If you're over 65 or if you have any chronic illness, you have to talk to your doctor. There's never been an illness where prevention is so specific to an individual, what your specific pathway is. But if you have a chronic illness, and you probably know all the ones that put you at risk for severe COVID-19, dying in the hospital, then you need to get triple vaxxed. Younger people, you know, it's 1,000 times more lethal for people over 65 than it is for the real young.
Got it.
That has to be done on an individual basis. You can't give one prescription for everybody. You have to know your risk of getting severe illness. You know, if you're over 65, if you have any chronic illness, you got to think about getting vaxxed, triple vaxxed.
Understand.
And then the key is wearing masks, staying when you're indoors, because this thing is so contagious, and then hopefully a month from now we can stop being concerned about this. But
from your lips to God's ears on that. Thanks for the house call, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. And again, Happy New Year. Thanks for coming on, Doc.
Happy New Year. Be well.
Yep. An update now on Orlando's news, weather, and traffic in a quick 2 minutes, and then we are back with you. Happy New Year, everybody. It is joining us right now. We can tell you that, for what it's worth, President Biden will be meeting with his COVID response team today and a new plan to fight the Omicron variant. The nation topped more than 1 million cases yesterday, setting a new record. But that count, you need to know, also includes a backlog of cases from the New Year's weekend. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
From News Radio WFLA Orlando, this is Good Morning Orlando with Bud Henninger, Alan Spector, and Melissa Fox.
Can't even imagine what they're going to come up with from the White House, given what a disaster the COVID policy has been at the hands of a president who promised us he would shut down COVID. said recently there's no federal solution to the pandemic. And an absolute colossal failure, Biden and his team, you know, in providing enough testing materials, monoclonal antibodies to the states. They're holding them. Therapeutics, try to get the new COVID pills that are out there. You won't find them. What a mess. But I have to tell you, the headline off Dr. Kronhaus, who's a really responsible physician and a very, very well-read medical researcher who just is steeped in what's going on COVID-related. You know, for him to agree with my optimistic, naive prediction that the pandemic ends in 2022, to say, oh, yes, I think so, and to say he sees this peak coming quickly, and within a month we're going to notice we're headed in the right direction, and maybe this is the way out of this.
Yeah, as I pointed out during our discussion with Dr. Kronhaus, he had sort of predicted this a few weeks ago when we talked with him, and he compared to what's going on with the Omicron variant to what ended the Spanish flu in 2018.
Right. Or in 1918.
I think 1918.
1918.
Yep, you're right.
The variant is what happened then is a variant showed up that was more contagious, but with symptoms that are mild.
Sure.
More people got it. More people developed immunities, and the pandemic was over.
And what he said, what he said the last time he was on here was, go out and live your lives. We're not seeing enough of that. People are whipped up into an hysteria, you know, and we get these five-hour lines to get testing when people don't even have symptoms or think maybe they have. Getting out of control.
That's my question. That is my question. Why are you lining up for 8, 10, 12 hours to get a COVID test if you, one, do not know that you were actually exposed directly to it? And two, is that not bumping our numbers up as a state? That all the chances or positives, whether or not they're, you know, asymptomatic or
not? Yes, it is. And they're checking into hospitals and they're automatically going to be tested for COVID, you know, and they might show a positive test, have no symptoms at all. So they're in the hospital, not for COVID, but they're found to, you know, have a positive test, but maybe no symptoms. And the numbers of cases go through the roof and people go nuts and they're not listening. Omicron is not Delta in any way, shape, or form.
Yep.
And you cannot get this through the thick heads of a lot of folks, not people listening to this program, because we have the smartest audience in talk radio, and you get it.
Well, we've been telling them, or at least I have been, that Omicron was going to be more contagious and much less deadly since the first day they said Omicron. So there you have that.
Yeah. Here you go. Let's see. My high schooler recently had Omicron. Was in and out like a flash. Woke up one morning with a slight post-nasal drip. That went to fever, headache, backache. It was all completely gone by the following evening. Colds are worse than what my daughter just experienced. We've been asking for predictions here of things that will come true in 2022. Among them here, I predict on the text line, hyperinflation, economic crash. Democrats try to cancel the 22 elections. Civil war. Hillary Clinton will form an exploratory committee to run for president. Wouldn't surprise me if she did that. There you go. And Trump will announce that he's running in 2024 because there's no one else out there to beat the commies in a fair election. Lots coming next hour. You're going to meet Tom Sullivan, who is a veteran conservative radio host nationwide, who's now going to be with us 3 hours every afternoon. We got the House call with attorney Tom Olson. Forgive me. We have Olson on Law with Tom Olson and Allen, who will be very busy with Elsewhere and all kinds of things, all preceded by the news.
Mask requirements lead to a dust-up at a local airport, and the Magic spend Monday night in the Windy City. Those stories and others, plus traffic and weather together, and yes, Elsewhere in just 2 minutes. It's 8:27 on Good Morning Orlando.
Some folks have no sense of humor when it comes to masks. Allen's lead story at the bottom of the hour.
But a Brevard County man is facing charges for refusing to wear a mask at the airport. 63-year-old Daniel Chase was arrested Saturday at Melbourne Orlando International Airport. Police say when an officer told him that masks were required, Chase yelled and cursed at the officer and said, "Masks don't work." This news brought to you by Trustco Bank, Florida's hometown bank. The next mayor of St. Petersburg will not get to hold an in-person inauguration after testing positive for COVID.
Mayor-elect Ken Welch was set to be sworn in on the steps of St. Petersburg City Hall Thursday, but he'll now take the oath of office and deliver his inauguration message virtually. Welch's campaign says he tested positive for COVID Monday and will stay in isolation until January 10th following current CDC guidelines. Welch will become St. Petersburg's 54th mayor and its first African-American mayor when he's sworn in.
Gordon Bird, News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Folks are still trying to make it home from the holidays. More than 7,000 flights within, into, or out of the U.S. were delayed or canceled yesterday. The flight tracking website FlightAware noted that airports on the East Coast had the most problems as a winter storm swept through the area. NASA is now weighing in on the disturbingly loud boom reported by many Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania residents on New Year's Day. The space agency's backing up the report from the National Weather Service that the sound was that of an exploding meteor. NASA says the meteor was traveling at an estimated 45,000 miles per hour when it blew up.
Glad it blew up.
Yeah.
Glad it blew up.
Thank you, meteor. SeaWorld Orlando is announcing an opening date for its long-awaited new thrill ride. Icebreaker will be SeaWorld's first launch coaster. No thanks. And will officially open February 18th. Pass holders will get a sneak peek from January 30th to February 15th. The Bulls held off the Magic for a 102-98 win at Chicago last night. The Bulls went on a 7-0 run late in the fourth quarter after Orlando scored to come within one. Magic center Wendell Carter Jr. says the last two games against the Celtics and Bulls have been good tests of the defense.
It was a great challenge for us. We played two of the most offensively gifted teams in the league these past two games. And, we were challenged on the defensive end. I feel like we did a really good job.
But Orlando lost both games, part of a now six-game losing streak. WFLA News Time is 8:33. Elsewhere. Police in the Florida Panhandle are reporting a rare sight.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. But the fire, it's so delightful.
Sound just like Dino.
And since we've no place to go,
pipes, Alan.
Let it snow.
A deputy with the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office captured snow flurries falling in the parking lot of a home improvement store in Fort Walton Beach. In a social media post, police noted a dramatic swing in temperatures going from 75 degrees Sunday afternoon to snow early yesterday. The snow did not stick to the ground and quickly melted.
How about that? What a change. Bring it on. We can need some cold weather here, just to compensate for that endless summer. We got to have it.
I'd take a few flurries here and there. How much would you pay for this man's music?
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman.
David Bowie's song catalog has been sold. According to Variety, the rock icon's estate has sold David Bowie's publishing catalog to Warner Chappell Music for close to $250 million. The deal includes Bowie's mega hits like Changes, Fame, Let's Dance, and Ziggy Stardust, along with songs from more than two dozen albums.
Man, you've got one story on Elsewhere after another of these song catalogs being sold enormous sums of money.
The biggest so far seems to be Bruce Springsteen, $500 million. Mm. And finally, it looks like Antonio Brown is ready to change direction on his career as sharply as he's changed direction on the football field. Brown released a new rap song on his Instagram site soon after he left the Tampa Bay Buccaneers while they were playing the New York Jets on Sunday.
I'm from the pit, not the palace. I gotta run it, style it. Hit on the gas, make it growl it. Jump in the coupe with no mileage.
Around the time the Bucs made it clear they were done with AB, he released the song titled Pit, Not the Palace on all major streaming platforms. Antonio Brown's had an on-and-off second career as a rapper for some time and has appeared in Drake music videos and alongside Rick Ross for his song, Whole Lotta Money.
He was at the Knicks game last night?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was already at the Knicks game last night.
He was?
Yeah. Nets game.
Brooklyn Nets.
Did you see some Uber driver posted on social media, I guess right after the game up in New York, that he had picked up Antonio Brown? He said, you know, the driver, the camera's on him, and he said, hey, look who's with me. And then AB gave the peace sign again in the back seat.
They had a picture of him sitting out in front of Raymond James waiting on an Uber, I guess, to New York. I don't know, but Sunday during the game.
Yeah, find more on these stories on the Good Morning Orlando page at WFLAOrlando.com. Listen to the Elsewhere podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Just look for Elsewhere. With Alan Spector.
Hey, real quick, because before we get an idea of what's coming up on Olson and Law and what's coming up after that, a very special guest, we're going to soon know the new name of the Washington football team, the one-time Washington Redskins. Is that right? Is that the breaking news?
Josh has the date.
February what?
February 2nd, 2022.
So, obviously, February 2nd, the name will be the Washington Groundhogs.
Well, won't it be 2222?
Yeah.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Maybe they'll go for the Washington twos.
The tutus.
The deuces.
Air.
Ooh.
The peace sign.
They're wild.
Yeah,
I think it'll be the D.C. Democrats. That's a political reality up there, the nation's capital.
Oh, well, that'd be popular.
What are you voting for?
One of the names I've seen suggested from the very beginning is Red Wolves, which is an animal that's native to that area. And I like the sound of it, Washington Red Wolves.
As a Timberwolf, I'm offended that we were left out.
Yes.
They're in the NBA.
Sit down, Timberwolf.
And what about the Black Wolves and the Brown Wolves?
Are there any White Wolves?
And the White Wolves. Those two, yes. I don't know. Sounds pretty inflammatory to me, Alan, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did it. What's coming up with you and Tom Olson?
Yeah, what is up with me and Tom Olson? We're going to talk about...
What's the deal with you guys?
Hey, what's the deal with me and Tom Olson? Come on.
We doing this next?
Come on. What's the deal? Yeah, we're going to talk about wills. Like, if you don't have one when you die, does the money automatically go to the state?
Perish the thought.
We'll find out in moments. Olson on Law just ahead on Good Morning Orlando after an update of Orlando's news, weather, and traffic. In just 2 minutes, it's 8:38.
Headlines now. Starbucks kicking off 2022 with a new employee vaccine mandate. The coffee giant requiring its U.S. workforce to show proof of getting the shot by the 10th of January. Should employees miss the deadline, they will then have to undergo weekly testing to keep their jobs. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories on Good Morning Orlando.
And now for our weekly look at legal issues in the news with our in-house legal expert, Attorney Tom Olson. This is Olson on Law.
Alan Spector here, and every Tuesday and Thursday at this time, we bring you Olson on Law with longtime Orlando attorney, Tom Olson. Tom, good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Alan and crew and WFLA listeners.
All right, Tom, our topic this morning, wills. Specifically, if you don't have one when you die, what happens to your money? So here in Florida, if you don't have a will when you die, does the money automatically go to the state?
Alan, that is a common misconception. I'm surprised at how many people ask me that question on my radio show. The answer is very, very rarely would it go to the state of Florida.
Yeah, I know. I thought that for a long time. You die, you know, will, the money just reverts to the state. But no. So if you don't have a will, Tom, who gets your money when you die?
If you don't have a will, the Florida statutes is going to write a will for you, and there's no big surprises there. It says if you're married, it all goes to your spouse. If you're single, it all goes to your children. If you don't have any children, it goes to your parents. If your parents are deceased, it goes to your brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, right on down the line.
Yeah, it sounds like I wasted a lot of time drawing up a will. It would have gone pretty much where I wanted it to anyway. So is there ever a time where your money, you die without a will, goes to the state of Florida?
There's only two circumstances where that might happen, and that is, number one, you die without a will, and you literally have no relations whatsoever. Or two is, you've got relations, but they cannot be found. Mm. In that situation, the court registry holds on to your money for a period of time, and only after that would it go to the state of Florida.
Yeah, I have a lot of relations who might not want to admit they're related to me, but that's a whole different story. Tom, this is a very timely topic. I'm glad you brought it up because I bet there are a lot of people whose New Year's resolution is to get their estate planning done.
That is a fact, Alan. We got calls every day, people saying that very same thing. So we're standing by to help people at the Olson Law Group.
And I guess there's no bad time to get that done.
Correct.
All right. If you have legal questions, Tom will be happy to answer them on the Olson on Law show. That is heard Saturdays at 10 a.m. on our sister station, 96.9 The Game. A reminder, Tom and I do the Thursday and Tuesday segments on Good Morning Orlando on Zoom. And you can watch us on our Facebook page and also on Twitter. Tom, thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Alan.
And remember, for all of your legal needs, call the Olson Law Group.
Good stuff, guys. Good stuff as always. Hey, afternoons starting today will never be the same on News Radio WFLA. A very special guest who is the heart of the change, veteran conservative talk show host nationwide, Tom Sullivan. He's next. He's going to be on 3 hours every afternoon. Learn more about Tom and his expanded show on News Radio WFLA after we update Atlanta's news, weather, and traffic in 2 minutes and here on the 50,000-watt front porch. If it is joining us right now, this headline, and we talked about it earlier in the show, a new COVID treatment site is planned for Central Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing it yesterday that a monoclonal antibody treatment site will open in this area as soon as the state gets more doses from the federal government, which has been withholding them, he says. Updates at least every 10 minutes in the top stories all morning right here on Good Morning Orlando.
For the smartest audience in talk radio, this is News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando, and a happy new year to you. You know, we are committed to bringing you the very best in news coverage and conservative news talk 24/7 here on News Radio WFLA, and we are taking a giant stride in that direction during the afternoons as the new year dawns, because the Tom Sullivan Show, which has been airing for 1 hour in the afternoon, is now on from 3 until 6. And the host, who's one of the really top people in this business and has been for years, joins us right now. Tom, welcome to your expanded presence here on News Radio WFLA. We are honored to have you.
Oh, it's my honor, bud. Good morning. How are you holding up? I mean, after, you know, coming back and doing a full show after a long holiday. I mean, are you okay? Everything fine?
No, I'm limping to the finish line. That's why I've got you to get me to the tail end of the show here, Tom. And you know what?
I've got it.
Go ahead. Now, I want to get right to introducing folks in Central Florida who may not be as familiar with you, your career, and the work you do as all of us are here on Good Morning Orlando. How about a little bit of a broadcast history of Tom Sullivan?
Well, I just celebrated my 41st anniversary last week, 41 years in the business. But I started doing talk radio. Rush Limbaugh and I worked at the same station. He went to New York. His local station needed he did a shorter show when he first started. So I that's how I got started. And that was in 1988. And I've been doing it ever since. And I do 3 hours a day. Friends of mine that work in television go, three? I mean, they get a one-hour show and they think that's long.
Right.
3 hours a day. And I've been doing it for a long time. And because of the vagaries of this business and contracts and everything else, you guys have taken the third hour. And I've always had that in my mind. You're the only station of all my stations in the country that have taken the 1 hour. So I've always kind of thought, well, I got to hold back something for, you know, various Florida topics for the 5 o'clock hour. But no, we start off at three every day and go to six. So hopefully you guys can join us.
You know, you have an interesting history. You have degrees in business and accounting. You founded an investment management firm along the way. You've done a lot of financial reporting at the highest level with Fox. We know that. You've been a reporter and an anchor in that realm here. And I understand, having read a little bit more than I had known before, that you actually started out as an EMT and you were a state trooper at one point early on in your life.
When I was in college, I worked as a EMT, and then I went into the service. I got hurt. All of a sudden, I'm back in my native hometown of Seattle. And they said, hey, if you want to go to grad school, the Highway Patrol is hiring. And they will help pay for your grad school. So that's what I did. I chased speeders and drunks at night and went to school during the day, and then came out, worked for Price Waterhouse, a big CPA firm, for a number of years. And I fell into broadcasting because I started my own investment firm. And it was at the end of the year in 1980, and a guy said, you want to come over and talk about year-end tax tips? I said, sure. So I go over there, and I thought, well, this is interesting. And the guy said, our business reporter is leaving next week. Would you like to come in and do business reports every day? That's how I started.
Hey,
financial.
Hey, Tom, good to hear that, because a lot of our people here started financially. It's Melissa Fox, and I started over on the hot talk side myself, so it's been hard to do conservative radio. But I listen to you just about every afternoon, and I personally am very excited that you are now starting at 3 o'clock, and we get to hear the whole show instead of just the last hour.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? Are you happy we finally decided to do that here in Central Florida?
I am very thrilled. I can't tell you how thrilled I am. I mean, you guys, it's a great audience. I always get good reaction from your audience. They're very participatory, as we say. And it allows me to not worry so much about, well, wait a minute, if I refer to something in the 5 o'clock hour that I did in the 4 o'clock hour, what are the people in Florida going to think? Uh-huh. So they won't know what I'm talking about. So this clears the deck. And again, it's what I've been doing it since 1988. So,
hey, I'll tell you what, we are just about 6 hours plus away from the opening of the now 3 hour Tom Sullivan show on News Radio WFLA.
Ask him.
Can you give us an idea what's coming up on the show? What you're going to be talking about?
Tell us.
Well, you know what? This is when we put it together. We as soon as I get off the phone with you, I meet with the producers and we start putting it together. But I mean, the thing that's kind of driving me crazy lately is, it's one of those things, do we do too much of it or not enough? Is the virus, the Omicron, people are tired of it. They want to move on. I do. But at the same time, I feel an obligation to bring you the latest information on what's going on with it. And what's the new line from the government or the mixed messages? And all, I mean, there's so many angles to it. So I'm sure that'll be somewhere in the first part of the show today. But
have no doubt it will be. Tell us what it was like when they said, you're filling in for the most popular news talk host in the world, Rush Limbaugh. I cannot imagine what that's like, because so many of us, you know, in broadcasting, we struggle and we work up from the very, very bottom. You kind of started at the top, filling in for the king.
Well, Rush and I knew each other. We were
right.
best friends. I mean, he was my best man at my wedding. I mean, we were close. And so when he said, hey, I'm going to have them ask you to see if you can do this, and I said, sure. I remember people were asking me about it, and we had had conversations before about how you do a local show. And he says, always do it with the national ear in mind. Always do stories that will be, I mean, you got to do, if the sheriff shoots the mayor, you got to do that. But otherwise, think national. So when I started filling in for him, I did it for 10 years. Was myself and Roger Hedgecock were the two fill-ins for Rush. And it seemed natural to me. I mean, it's what I do every day. And I never really got intimidated by that. I really did not, because maybe it's because of my relationship with him.
Well, I think that's probably part of it. But it's a great, great story. And you talk about having great creds with this audience. You know, we all loved Rush, and he is truly irreplaceable. But to have a guy who was so close to him and was so highly regarded that he substituted for Rush when he was off in the early years on not one, but now 3 hours in the afternoon, Tom Sullivan, it's going to be a great ride. Yeah. Welcome to your afternoon version of our 50,000-watt front porch. Thank you, Tom, and good luck.
Thank you both. Bud and Melissa, thank you very, very much. I look forward to it.
All right, that's it. And a final time, Happy New Year. It's great to be back with you. See you tomorrow morning from 6 until 9. From all of us, the Bud Man here, thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.
5. Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.